a Hebrew word of the
day.
Yeah,
we
did. Is it like a real word?
It's a real saying, and I don't know why it's so down, because I don't intend to be down. Maybe it was just all this horrible news that came out over the weekend and Israel last week. So the Hebrew word of the day is actually three words. It's Ko'ev Li Halev, which translates as Ko'ev is pain, Li is to me, and my heart. So my heart is... You're pain to my heart. Exactly, my heart. She's in pain.
You give me pain in my heart.
So I'm so feeling your pain that my heart is sore. And the reason that we're going to throw out these weird and wonderful, wacky three-liners is that on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, we're going to do the Hebrew word of the day. And on Thursday, well, that's when we're going to make a sentence.
Really?
Yeah. So I'm not going anywhere in particular. As arbitrary as they come, so it will be. So, Ko'ev li halev, my heart hurts, in the context of Hamatzav ba'aretz kol kach kasheh, ko'ev li halev, the situation in Israel is not fantastic right now, my heart is sore. There is the Hebrew word of the day.
And a very, very good accent.
Huh?
I like your Hebrew accent, Shimon.
You
yes.
like my Hebrew accent?
Very nice.
It's very good. It's funny that
you do that.
No, I can't. I do a French
R. It sounds like a growl.
It's different. It's different. One is a rolling R, Israeli style, and one is a French kind of like Malmesbury Bray. And the Malmesbury Bray we can do because we know that.
So do this.
But the Israeli one, no ways. No ways. I've tried it a million times. It doesn't work for me.
No, I'm hearing Israeli accent.
I'm trying to think of something with lots of R's that I could show you how wrong you are. The road, she's very, very long.
No. Long.
Doesn't work, Kathy, doesn't work.